Today's program was brought to you by Blueprint, the original juice cleanse program to offer different levels of intensity depending on your needs and current diet. For more information, visit blueprint.com.
You're listening to heritageradionetwork.org, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit our website for thousands more.
We're definitely slowly turning around a cruise ship. Can't turn around a speedboat with this thing. My kids' kids, hopefully one day, the model will be changed by then.
When we went to the Big Apple Barbecue Block Party the weekend of June 8th, 2013 in New York City, it got us thinking about sustainable sourcing in barbecue. In the past, barbecue was a reflection of what was around in your area. You're from Texas, you've got tons of beef. North Carolina, you're cooking pork. Kansas City, pretty much the center of all meat. The geography was reflected in the cuisine. You bought what was nearby and cooked it. As time went on, the barbecue world, like other gastronomic movements, moved more towards industrial agriculture. Restaurants across the nation served what customers wanted, not what was necessarily available to them. Go to any barbecue joint and you can get ribs or brisket. So where can everybody in the country get an unlimited supply of ribs from? Not your small farmer, but big ag giants like Smithfield, who also happened to be a sponsor at the Big Apple Barbecue, which seems strange given the artisanal nature of the event. What was Smithfield doing there? We asked Kenny Callahan of Blue Smoke.
Well, even the Smithfields of the world are changing their practices and how they operate. So we are, you know, we're pushing them because they need to be pushed. But they're not the only ones. There's a lot more Smithfields out there. And, you know, unfortunately, we're in a situation where we need the Smithfields of the world to kind of generate revenue and sponsorship to make an event like this happen, because it's not a huge money-making event, and a lot of people are donating their time for this event. So for us to even be able to have this conversation on Madison Avenue, you know, we need to engage companies to participate.
So how can small farmers compete with the big guys? Pitmaster Pat Martin offered some thoughts on the plight of the small farmer in the world of barbecue.
If you've got a small family farm and they're growing 150 pigs, you know, who am I going to sell them to at an X price? It's gotten so out of whack now that they don't even know there is another option besides the large commodity packers. And so when you can go to somebody and say, hey, man, we've got these restaurants or these chefs who will guarantee they're going to buy your stuff. You know, that takes a huge burden off of a farmer to say, I'm okay, my family's going to be okay. I've got a contract in place, these guys are going to buy them. And I don't have to worry about growing some crappy hog. I can grow a premium hog that they want to their specs. And everybody's happy. And everybody makes money.
It's easy to think of things in a black and white way, and companies like Smithfield often get vilified. But should they be? Pitmaster Tommy Houston shares his insights.
I can tell you from experience, Smithfield uses every single part of the hog. It goes somewhere. But you got to understand, Smithfield employs a lot of people. It employs a lot of people. You know, I know one of the plants that my hams come out of, they're killing about 9,000 hogs a day there. And then the Tar Heel plant is doing 34,000 hogs a day. A day. Can you fathom that? I can't, that don't register in my brain. 34,000 hogs a day.
That's a lot of ribs.
Well, we're going through a lot of ribs up here, so unfortunately a lot of hogs gave their life so we could do the thing that we truly love.
We believe the best way to create change is to spend your money to create the landscape you want to see. Be the change you want to see. We believe in supporting a diverse genetic line and supporting small farmers. We also understand that we live in a global economy, and we have lots of questions about what the sale of Smithfield to China will mean, and the role that large corporations will have in sponsoring events like this in the future. Is it good or is it bad? Are we pushing them or are they pushing us? One thing that's for sure, these are questions that need to be asked, answered, and talked about. For more on these issues, check out our continuing coverage at heritageradionetwork.org, and especially tune in to Katie Kiefer's program, What Doesn't Kill You, that explores topics like this on a weekly basis, Sundays at 1 p.m. This piece was produced by Aaron Fairbanks and Jack Inslee for heritageradionetwork.org. Thanks for listening.